Today is December 30th. Pastor is saying to us, he rehearsed divinity to us. Our opening scripture comes from the book of John chapter 1 verse 18. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. The word declare in our opening verse originates from the Greek term exergiomai, signifying not just a mere declaration, but the act of rehearsing or unfolding something. In essence, Jesus rehearsed divinity to us. He came to reveal God in a way we could relate with and understand. The life of Jesus was a living testament, a vivid portrayal of the kingdom's principles and the divine way of living. This profound truth is why the Bible instructs us to follow in his footsteps, for he's given us an example to emulate. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21 underscores this beautifully. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps. Jesus came to show us the Father's love, character, and will. He said in John chapter 14 verse 9, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. A claim only the one who was God in the flesh could make. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 1 to 2 says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. The term followers translates from the Greek word mimetes, denoting not merely followers but imitators, those who copy another. We are called to be imitators of God, but how can we imitate God when we haven't seen him? Jesus made it possible. He came to reveal God's nature and his love for us. God loves us. We know because we see from the scriptures how Jesus was moved by love and compassion. Jesus in action was God at work. Now we can manifest the Father's love, his righteousness, mercy, compassion, and grace because that's what Jesus did when he walked the earth. We have the life of Christ in us, and his love is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. The Apostle Paul tells us, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2 of the New King James Version. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for revealing your nature and your love to us through the Lord Jesus. I follow in his steps and imitate him in my daily life, loving as he loved, walking as he walked, and thinking as he thought. Your love shines through me as a testament to your character and nature in me. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read John chapter 14, verse 9, 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, and Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 2 of the Amplified Classic. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Revelation chapter 21 and Malachi chapters 1 to 2. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read Acts chapter 5 verses 12 to 23 and Ezra chapters 9 to 10.